Grace, mercy, and peace to you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Luke wrote these words in this evening's gospel lesson. Then he, Jesus, led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. This is our text. My dear friends in Christ, you and I have followed Jesus in this first half of the church year. We have seen Jesus in the manger in Bethlehem, wrapped in human flesh. We've watched as the wise men came to pay their homage to the newborn King of the Jews. We followed the boy Jesus to the temple where he amazed the scholars, the scribes, and the elders of the church. We heard as John the Baptist pointed at him, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And through the eyes of Holy Scripture, you and I have witnessed Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River. And we heard the words of the Father, "Behold, this is my beloved Son whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." We followed Jesus into the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil, but never once faltered from God's will and plan for him. We followed him into Jerusalem, where the crowds were shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David! Glory to God in the highest!" We watched as Jesus was arrested. We followed along with the disciples into the high priest's courtyard, and we witnessed the mock trial, we watched the scourging, and we saw Jesus carry our cross all the way to Calvary and was crucified on our behalf. And we watched as the breath come from his body and he let loose of his spirit. But we're also there to witness Easter morning and those great words, "He is risen, he is risen indeed, alleluia. Indeed, all of this he has done that he may bless both you and me." With all that St. Luke wrote, do you find anything particular about these words of the ascension of Jesus Christ that seem lacking? Listen to this. Then he, Jesus, led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. Did you find something missing? Listen again, a little closer. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. Did you hear it now? It's not there. But do you know what it is? Luke doesn't tell us what Jesus says is a word of blessing. He doesn't. He simply says that lifting up his hands, he blessed them. That's all you get. I got to be honest, at first I was a little bit disappointed. I go, "For Pete's sakes, Luke, spill some ink. Tell us what he said. Give me all the words of the blessing of Christ. You just have him raising his hands." But then I began to think, the uplifted hands of Jesus Christ tell us all that we need to know. After all, we saw these hands much earlier on, wrapped now in human flesh at the breast of his mother. We saw these hands growing in stature and knowledge and wisdom of God, taking hold of a pen as he scrawled out scripture and he memorized things to impress the high priest in the temple at the age of 12. We saw the hands of Jesus rub the spittle in the mud and then smear it on the eyes of the blind. We saw Jesus, these hands, touching the deaf and the dumb, the leper, and curing all of them. We saw these same hands of Jesus touch the cold, dead body of that girl and raised her to life to restore to her parents who were utterly perplexed at her resurrection. We read so often of these hands that Jesus stretched out and touched and grasped and held. And it was all personal. Individually. Jesus showing forth his love and healing people one by one. That's what I like about Jesus. He doesn't do the bulk. bulk healing. Y'all be healed and depart. Jesus liked to do it up close and personal. We recall that moving scene when after Jesus had spent the whole day teaching and preaching and being full of the ministry and helping and healing. These verses at the end, Luke writes, "Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with driver's disease brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them." You see, the hands of Jesus Christ love to be personal. These are the hands that gathered the little children unto himself and held them in his arms and blessed them. These uplifted hands are the one that took hold of Peter after he walked in the water, taking his eyes off Jesus, that extended a hand to lift him up out of the depths. These are the hands that took bread and broke that on the night he was betrayed, giving his disciples his very flesh to eat for the forgiveness of all of their sins. These are the hands that Thomas touched that would ultimately take away all of his unbelief. All this the ascension hands of Jesus Christ say to you and to me. But we have not yet mentioned the biggest thing the hands of Jesus Christ tell us. The prints of the nails. Oh, indeed, the hands of Jesus Christ tell you everything you need to know. For those jagged marks in Jesus' hands and his feet say his love towards you. It is a big blessing indeed that you have received, but it has cost Jesus everything. Well, these are the hands of Jesus that were stretched out upon the cross, taking upon his flesh and blood your sin, your shortcomings, your foibles. Oh yes, indeed, these are the hands that were stretched out upon the cross, marked with the nails. See, the reality is, if there's no cross, there is no blessing. Oh, it's little wonder that the early Christian church began the practice of the making the sign of the cross at the baptism as you enter the church, to remind yourself that I'm a part of the family of God because of the cross. Well, it's little wonder at the end of the service the benediction is given and the sign of the cross is made before your very eyes as a reminder of the blessings that Jesus Christ died to give to each and every one of you. Dear friends, we don't need Luke to write anything more than Jesus lifting up his hands, bless them. It tells us everything we need to know. But yet, I should like to add what the one thing that Jesus' ascension does not mean. It does not mean that Jesus Christ has gone away. You see, before Jesus ascended, he promised that he would be with us to the end, to the very end of the age. And then he lifted up off the ground and disappeared into the clouds. See, the difference now, after the ascension, that Jesus doesn't show himself to you anymore in his human flesh. Oh, you'll see him again, either on the last day or the day you die, whichever comes first, but Jesus Christ, believe me, is not far from you. Oh, there was the cloud that enveloped him, but it was not an ordinary cloud at all. You see, the fact of the matter is that we have seen this cloud before. We saw it at Jesus' transfiguration. Peter, James, and John were huddled around, and Peter was suggesting building tents or booths or however you want to translate it. He didn't know what to say. And the cloud enveloped Christ, and then they were there alone. We saw this cloud before in the Old Testament as it hovered above the seraphim upon the altar. We've seen this cloud before, as it led the people Israel through the wilderness unto the promised land. You see, the cloud is the guarantee of God's presence among His people. So at the ascension of Jesus Christ, the cloud is used to mark Jesus' entry into the realm of God. Indeed, the cloud means that Jesus is no longer within our ordinary limits. So where are you now, Jesus? Where can you be found? You who say you are with us always to the very end of the age. Well, you confessed it a moment ago. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. But it's more than that. Wherever that word is taught in its truth and purity, there Jesus Christ is in the midst of the congregation. Wherever the word of Christ and the holy absolution is spoken, you should hear the word of Jesus and the forgiveness proclaimed to you that He won upon the cross. Oh yes, in a few moments, as we celebrate the holy sacrament of communion, will receive the very flesh and blood of Christ under the form of bread and wine. Jesus Christ is not far from you. We live in the presence of an ascended and ever-present Lord. Because of what He has done for you, you cannot be destroyed. Jesus Christ has made the way to victory for each of you through the cross and through the empty tomb. He leads us that way and gives us strength and courage to walk each new day through the valley that's often called the valley of the shadow of death. So how do we respond? I pray it's the same way the disciples did, with great joy. Because not only is our Lord risen, He is ascended. And He's coming again soon. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We rise together. May the peace of God, which transcends all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.